This is Mike Johnson with the download edition of the World Business Report Wall Street Update. The leaders of France and Germany have been sketching out more details of their rescue plan for the euro. Nicolas Sarkozy and Angela Merkel have written to the president of the European Council to outline what they believe should be done. One measure would be harmonising business taxes within the 17-member euro area. But that would be controversial. It would force Ireland to raise its 12.5% corporation tax rate, which Ireland has so far refused to do. That's because those low taxes have helped it attract businesses from all over the world and believes Dublin will help secure the country's economic recovery. I asked the Irish journalist Margaret Ward how she thought Ireland's government would react to the idea.
I think that the Irish government would wisely say, we can't do that, and here are the reasons why. The first reason is we have a big bill to pay back to the European Union, and in order for us to do that, we need to be able to generate as much income as possible by bringing businesses to Ireland. And, I mean, our biggest sector in Ireland, it's really the multinational sector, the export sector, particularly American multinationals. And one of the main reasons they come to Ireland, besides our highly educated English-speaking workforce, is because of the corporation tax rate. So it doesn't make a lot of sense if you want somebody to pay back their bills, but you're restricting their income. The other thing they would say is they would say, well, look, there are your headline corporation tax rates. For example, Ireland is 12.5. But if you look at the real corporation tax rate in every country, France's is actually lower than Ireland's. And that is an argument that the Irish government has had with them over and over again. You know, there's the headline rate and then there's the real rate. So in a way, France in particular doesn't have a leg to stand on in this argument.
So the Irish government would dig its heels in on this and say, no way.
I think that they would make a very strong case for why it would not be a good idea. I don't think they're, you know, just being babies and stamping their feet and saying, no, we're not doing that. I think that there are very good arguments as to why they shouldn't do that. So Ireland has already shown that they are a good European player. You know, they're going to take the pain and get through this and work on because they want to be a part of the European Union. But I think that they're not going to allow, say, more and more and more cuts until the country is bled dry and has no future.
The Irish journalist Margaret Ward. Well, these are nervous times on global share markets. Investors can't seem to decide if the debt crisis in Europe is on the way to being fixed or if it's about to get a whole lot worse. Here's Harry J. Clark at Clark Capital Management in Philadelphia.
That's the only thing we think about is what's going on in Europe. I mean, it's a schizophrenic market. For instance, today, the market was a pretty flat day, no real news of any kind. About 10 of 4, a rumor came out the IMF is going to put $600 billion in a lending facility. The market went up 82 points in 2 seconds flat. And then a guy, Steve Leisman from CNBC, came on and said he checked, and that's not true. Went right back down 50 points. So it's really focused strictly on what's happening in Europe. And let's hope something comes out of the conferences next couple of days. Let's hope.
And what is it that markets want to hear? Is it that the European Central Bank will be pumping more money in, buying up bonds? What is it?
I think people want to see lending begin happening again in Europe, and that's going to take a lot of money pumped into the banks till they start lending. But I think the problem is there's going to be no feet held to the fire for it. We've got to get some system over there which holds the countries that do not live up to their obligations or their budgets feet to the fire, and that doesn't exist yet.
That was Harry J. Clark at Clark Capital Management. Well, the Dow closed up 0.4% to 12,196. London's 100 share index, that was down 0.4% at 55.46. Now, for many Italians, a united Europe is just as important, maybe more so, than a united Italy. It's long been seen as a path to prosperity and stability. But there's been precious little of either around in the Eurozone recently, and though people in Italy are generally supportive of European ideals, they're not always so passionate about the euro.